Well, hello, Larry, and as well, a big hello to all my fellow Blind Cool Tech listeners. This is Jim Fidler from the Republic of Avalon Radio podcast, and I'm sending in this little message because I heard my name on the wind earlier today, listening to Larry's podcast. Somebody had a question about the iRivers, the HD versions of the iRivers, and about the recording input scenario. And Larry threw my name out there, so here I am, Larry, aiming to please. I have two of these guys. I have the 120, that's the 100 series with the 20 gig hard drive, as well as the 340, which is the 300 series with the 40 gig hard drive. And to answer the question quite simply, the news is good. Both these machines have a jack that doubles as a line input and a mic input. So depending on what you're plugging into it, you select in the menu the thing that you want. Do you want that jack to act as a line input or as a mic input? And it adjusts its impedance and all that kind of stuff for you. Much like what you were saying about your Sony computer, Larry, with that jack, you can actually tell that jack what to do. Same idea with the hard disk versions of the iRiver. So hopefully that's of some help. Another question I heard another listener ask was regarding having Winamp be your default player with iPodder. And I'm a day one Winamp fanatic, and I can absolutely tell you that this is not difficult to achieve. It's quite simply, in order to get this sort of behavior happening, just go into Winamp, and when you go into the preferences with Control P, I always use Alt O for some reason, I don't know why. Maybe that was the way it used to be at some point and I just never changed or some kind of thing. But anyway, anybody who uses Winamp knows how to get into the preferences. Go right up to the top. Just down from the top, there's a Files tab. Now, three things that I check in there. The first one is a nice little button. You can look through and select various file types that you would like Winamp to work with. Or my favorite button right there is a button that says All. So if you just hit your space bar on that All button, that'll automatically check all the file types for you. There's another little thing in there that you want to check. It says something like maintain file associations on startup or something. Anyway, it has to do with maintaining the file associations that you just selected, which from what I gather just kind of keeps other applications from, you know, snagging the file association away from Winamp. So make sure that's checked. And there's a third little one that's quite nice, and that's play audio CDs through Winamp, I think, something like that. So I check that as well. Then I click on the close button. And now what we've done is we've made Winamp our default player. And in order to get iPodder to work with Winamp after that's done, you simply go into the preferences in iPodder and you tab through and have a look. And you'll come upon eventually, I can't say exactly where it is. I guess it would be under audio, maybe the audio tab or player tab or something like that. You'll see a radio button. And as you hit your up and down arrows, you, depending on what's installed on your system, let's say, for example, you have iTunes, Windows Media Player, and Winamp installed on your system, the options that will be presented to you there will be, you can select between Windows Media Player, iTunes, or none. Now, you might think, if I choose no player, I'm not going to hear any sound. Ah, but that's not the case. Here's the little trick. If you select none, it doesn't mean that you will hear no sound. It means you haven't specified a particular player on their very, very short list. If you don't have iTunes installed on your system, quite possibly the only one that's going to show up there is Windows Media Player or nothing. And of course, your gut reaction is, well, gee whiz, I don't want nothing, so I guess I'm going to have to choose Windows Media Player. No, that's not the case. You select the none and then tab over and click on OK. And what you've just told iPodder to do is not to choose a particular player from their list. So in other words, none means no specific player. And if Windows, sorry, if Winamp is your default player, as we just touched upon a moment ago, then you're good to go. So by selecting none in there, no player, from then on, when you want to listen to Republic of Avalon Radio or Blind Cool Tech or Desert Skies or anything at all you want to listen to, when you hit your space bar on that episode, voila, Winamp will pop up for you, good old Winamp, and just do its thing for you. So hopefully that's of some help. Again, great big hello to all my fellow Blind Cool Tech listeners. And let's keep sending in those segments to Larry. I've been enjoying them. And from the feedback I hear from the other listeners, you all seem to be enjoying it as well. So let's keep sending Larry some really good stuff. And hopefully that's of some use to you, Larry. Keep up the good work, and we'll talk to you soon.